Nothing but fighting in Washington, very little to agree on, and some real blunders that they're trying to rectify in a couple of different areas. On the West Coast, it's a similar thing. If you remember the Chris Dorner nightmare for the Los Angeles Police Department, where they were chasing him literally all over the place, or he had them chasing him all over the place. Finally, it all settled in a ski resort town outside of L.A., and I'll tell you, the town was like on lockdown. Everybody was scared to death when Dorner was out there, and so much so, the police made some really stupid errors, like shooting at Maggie Carranza and her 71-year-old mother, Emma Henderson, and guess what? They are paying the price for that, although it might actually be a cheap price in a sense, because they hit the mother twice, and the daughter was cut by glass that was shattered. So the L.A. Police Department reached a settlement with the mother and the daughter who were injured when the police mistakenly opened fire on them when they were delivering newspapers, because they thought, their truck is a truck. So it must look like Chris Dorner's truck. That must be him. Is it him or is it two women, one older and one a little bit younger in that truck? Here's Glenn Jonas talking about the civil lawsuit and how it really spared the City of the Angels.
This is a civil resolution of what otherwise would have been a lawsuit, and that lawsuit would have done damage to everyone involved.
Well, there was damage done. It's lucky they didn't kill one of them. Now, Dorner killed four people, you remember, including two cops, which was sad, during that 1 week run that he had where it was like escape from Los Angeles and nobody knew for sure where he was, and then they started to get tips, and then there was arguments over tips and all that stuff. $2 million, and oh yeah, the money is going to be split, $2.1 million going to each woman. It has to be approved by the Los Angeles City Council, but they say it probably, you know, will be. It's wild, because they when they were delivering these papers, and it was early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, like I said, the officers guarding the home of a target that was named in that rambling manifesto of Dorner's, all the people he had a grudge against for what happened to him at the police department, they actually blasted, you know how many rounds? I mean, I knew it was a lot, but I guess I didn't realize it was this many. This is how much they shot at these two women. They must have been terrible, had a terrible aim, by the way. 100 rounds. Yeah, 100 rounds at their pickup truck, which looked nothing, by the way, like Dorner's. It doesn't give you... And listen, I have a lot of friends that are cops, and I've nothing against police in general, but please, 100 rounds? Really? Somebody needs to go back and have some training. I understand moving around and all that other sort of stuff. So Glenn Jonas, who you just heard there, is the attorney who represented both of those women. He said the settlement was a fair amount, and that it was, you know, it was going to cost everyone, as you heard him say, a lot more. So he sent a 9-page demand to the city more than a month ago that provided an opening for negotiating. And he negotiated with the city attorney for weeks before they reached this deal. And that deal was reached late on Monday. And they understand the whole litigation thing, that what would have happened, how it would have been, you know, ultimately dragged out. And by the way, the agreement came in addition to a separate $40,000 settlement for the loss of the pickup truck. Oh, yeah, your paper route that I guess you won't need now because you're getting $2.1 million each. And how we just kind of did a Bonnie and Clyde on your truck. You're going to get $40,000, too, as well. That's what you're going to get, $40,000 for the truck. And then, oh, yeah, all the other money that's coming to you, too, as well. By the way, they're still doing an internal investigation on what happened and how they opened fire on the truck and all the other stuff and things that happened during that manhunt. There were eight police that are assigned to what they call non-field duties until they're cleared by the department to go back to, you know, their regular beat or do something else or whatever it might be. But they had to be cleared first, so that's pretty big. $4.2 million. Boy, it seems like just yesterday we were talking about Chris Dorner, doesn't it? Do you know that was February 3rd when that all started? February 3rd. Whew. How time flies and how we move on to other things. And speaking of terror, the terror that people are talking about really now still stems from what we know and what we didn't know when it comes to the situation in Boston and the Boston Marathon, the fallout of that. Now there's funerals. There's a funeral for the 8-year-old boy, sadly, and it was a private ceremony, thank goodness, as it should have been, so they didn't have a lot of cameras or other people trying to get glimpses of family members coming in and whatnot. So the good news there is, I think, that it was private, but a funeral for just one of the saddest stories of all, the 8-year-old little boy who was there just to watch his father finish the race, and now he had to bury his son. I mean, completely innocent. You have that happening, and while that's going on in the United States, in Boston, while the Martin boy is being buried to the unbelievable grief of his family, you have the mother of the two bombers who is saying that her sons were innocent. They talked to her in Russia. They were actually questioning her in Russia, and she says that her sons are innocent. Why would anybody accuse her sons of doing something like this? Because they wouldn't do anything like that. And she refuses to believe and says it was a setup, obviously, and you know, goes on and on, kind of rambling in that direction about the two boys. But what I think we want to know at this point is the motivation and any connection to any other people that might have been part of the group. And now they're saying, the FBI is saying, no, that's not the case, that more it's a point of other factors, that, you know, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were motivating reasons behind last week's attack. Zokhar Snarnev is communicating with investigators, and even though it's limited, that's the kind of stuff that he's saying, and saying that neither he nor his brother Tamerlan, who's dead, had any contact with terrorist group overseas. Not so sure I believe it. All right, you're going to be outraged by our next conversation with Justin Danhof and how he's going after one big company for stealing my money and your money. That's next.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It really Earth Week, but certainly Earth Day comes and goes. And one of the things that we've been talking a lot about is green energy and some of the crazy breaks on green energy and things that you don't know as far things you don't know about as far as some of the hypocrisies out there. So Justin Danhof, who we've had on the show many times, who actually told us that this was in the wings for him, but he's the general counsel and director of the Free Enterprise Project, went and decided that he was going to confront Honeywell. And part of the reason for that is what was going on with stimulus money and how was it spent, because there was $25 million from your pocket and mine, so to speak, all of us, the pool of taxpayer money, to create how many jobs? Justin, how many jobs were created?
A whopping 10, which makes it a good round number to do the math, and that equates to $2.5 million out of your pocket and mine, or 10 for each job created. So here's another, the Obama administration math adding up to work over the taxpayer.
That's absolutely crazy. What was it specifically, what was it earmarked for? It was some kind of plant that was supposed to be built in Hawaii, is that right?
Yeah, so this money came from the president's stimulus plan, which, you know, is, of course, his first major legislative accomplishment, if you want to call it accomplishment, which I don't. And this money came from the same grant program that was run through the Department of Energy that brought us the likes of Solyndra, Fisker, A123 Systems. And while we were investigating this grant program, we were kind of curious and scratching our heads at why Honeywell, an established company, was on the list receiving a $25 million grant when most of the companies that received these grants were more along the lines of startups or younger companies that were solely focused on some green energy endeavor. While Honeywell, certainly in the energy field, they're no spring chicken, and they do very, very well financially, and they have over the last few years. So this seemed to be an unnecessary taxpayer gift to a financially stable company, which makes it all the more interesting that in 2010 they get this grant. They promised it would create 85 construction jobs, and it would start at 40 permanent jobs a year and grow from there once the plant was totally finalized. And it was going to be a biofuels plant on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. Well, fast forward to 2012, a local paper, the Honolulu Civil Beat, does something that is, you know, a bygone era. They do actual investigative journalism. And they go to the site, they find a poultry shop and 10 total workers. And you have to laugh or you'd cry with this outcome. And so yesterday I traveled up to New Jersey where the annual, Honeywell shareholders meeting was being held. And I confronted David Cody with this and I said, is there anything in this Honolulu Civil Beat report you would like to, correct? Is there any misinformation in here or is it entirely accurate? And since the report was issued in 2012, have you, it's April, have you created any new jobs yet this year? And he said he refused to update any numbers, said he had no new numbers, and that he was totally comfortable with the work Honeywell was doing in Hawaii. So just digest that for a minute. We have a CEO of a major international corporation that is comfortable stealing, and I don't use that word lightly, stealing $25 million from the taxpayers on a promise of, you know, hundreds of total jobs being created and only creating 10. He is sorely out of touch with the American people, and he might be out of touch with reality if he thinks that that's an okay thing to do.
Boy, no kidding. And was there any reaction? Because, of course, there's other people that are obviously there. Did anyone react to your questions? I know I certainly would have looked up.
Yeah, afterwards, many shareholders came up and said, you know, thank you. This, and the reason they said thank you is very simple. Somebody has to hold these corporations accountable, right? So the Obama administration takes your money and my money, and they play with it like it's monopoly money. They act like an investment banker when they have no expertise in it. They pick winners and losers, but no matter who they pick, the taxpayer always loses. So they spend our money, willy-nilly, and they won't hold the companies accountable because they don't want to admit that their green energy ventures are failing. So they cover it up, they deflect, they say that, you know, not all these companies are doing badly. And the companies, of course, aren't going to self-account for their own failures, so they're not going to be held accountable by themselves or by the administration that gives them the money. So it truly is left up to shareholders, citizens, and the media. These are the last bastions to hold these companies accountable when they seek taxpayer funds and don't deliver on promises. And do I think that, you know, Honeywell is going to come out tomorrow and give a full accounting of where every one of those dollars, of those $25 million went? Absolutely, I don't. But you know what? I'm on here talking about it with you tonight. The Dow Jones Newswire wrote something this morning saying, hey, you didn't answer Justin's question, Mr. Cody, CEO of Honeywell. We'd like an answer, too. So did the Washington Examiner. So if we get a little bit of a groundswell going in here, maybe we can start holding, you know, more than just myself, we can hold these CEOs, their feet to the fire a little bit. And maybe they won't give the full accounting, but maybe next time the Obama administration is just throwing our money around without care, Honeywell will think twice. And they'll think, huh, this was kind of a public relations nightmare last time we did it. We have the money ourselves. Let's make our own investment. We don't need the taxpayer money.
Yeah, and I'm going to challenge everybody listening to America Tonight to write a letter to the CEO of Honeywell, and I'm going to put the address on our website, americatonight.net. Let's hold their feet to the fire. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're drowning in debt, and we're giving a company that has plenty of do-re-mi, we're giving them a $25 million grant. How does the U.S. Department of Energy screen who they're giving the money to? I guess you sort of answered that. You did answer that by saying they don't hold them accountable, and then if they just approve whatever it is that you say you're going to do as far as the green standards are concerned, then if you get the grant, you get the grant, and that's the end of it. Is that pretty much what you've seen?
But, I mean, that's precisely it. And, you ask, who gets these grants? Well, it's no coincidence that David Cote, CEO of Honeywell, was a member of the Simpson-Bowles Debt Commission, which, of course, in reality, came up with a few decent ideas on reducing the debt. But, of course, since they were decent ideas, they were rejected by this current administration. But what that did was gave him a good seat at the table, and, he could have a nice lunch every once in a while with the president. And lo and behold, he gets $25 million. This morning, we had another representative of the National Center at Exelon shareholder meeting in Baltimore, and we had her confront the CEO of Exelon because they got $200 million in pure stimulus grant money for a project that they were already doing and already budgeted. So this just goes on and on because a board member of Exelon happens to be President Obama's basketball buddy. His name's John Rogers. So, you sit back and you think, Justin, what's the deal with $25 million? Well, add that $25 million from Honeywell to $200 million from Exelon to $528 million from Solyndra to hundreds of millions to A123 Systems, and the hits just keep on coming for us taxpayers.
Yeah. So I guess the moral of the story is if you know somebody in the White House and you come up with something, even if it's cockamamie as far as green is concerned, you may have a good chance to get a grant. I mean, this isn't even picking. This is right there. This is low-hanging fruit. It's easy to pick this off of the branch, isn't it?
It's so easy for these companies, and especially, these larger companies, they have learned well how to game the system. The system is set up with this dual power at the top of, crony capitalism involved in politics and politics, returning the favor. And we see it time and time again. And the taxpayer always ends up on the short end of this stick. And it's really up to us. It has to be a groundswell movement to stop it, because when you've got the top corporate leaders and you've got the top politicians, kind of colluding together in this sense to rob us all blind, it's up to us to stop it, because they're the most powerful government in the free world and some of the most powerful corporations in the free world doing this together. So it's really up to the folks to have a groundswell movement to get it to end. And like I said, I think the best way to do it is through making it a public relations nightmare for these companies to act in this way.
Yeah, because they don't want that. They don't want anyone to peek behind the curtain. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Justin Danhof, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, Kate, have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You can do that, americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's run to the mailroom and check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Taking a Marco Rubio water break. All right, so our first email comes from Jake in Austin, who says, "Hello, Kate, did you miss me? I forgot to email you. Last week, I think one of the days." See, he emails every single day, so he can't even remember what day he didn't email. And actually, frankly, neither can I. This is so... He says, "You know, one thing that really gets me and chaps me about the bombing suspect is they really don't show any remorse, do they? Including the younger one. Hey, I know he's in the hospital and can't talk and all that stuff, but he certainly didn't look like he had any remorse to me. And it didn't appear to be that way, the way it was reported, as far as the investigators are saying. So no indication of remorse. I heard Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia mention that, and I thought, you know, he's right. And that ticks me off. What can we do to make people feel more humanity? Well, more humanity. Obviously, he's a cold-hearted killer because he killed a little boy, killed innocent people. They have nothing to do with whatever their beef was, religious or otherwise, or stirred up by something else. I mean, period. You go and you drop bombs, you cavalierly leave bombs, then watch them go off and walk away with ice in your veins. I mean, are you kidding me? Of course he had no remorse. That's why I have no trouble saying, fry him. If they can do the death penalty, if that happens, if the feds can get the death penalty, meaning, by the way, in checking that, they can, but will they? If they've got all their ducks in a row, I say go for it. Talk to the victims and see how they feel about it. After doing what they did and then wreaking more havoc on Thursday night into Friday, for all that time, Tamerlan killed in the shootout with police. And, hey, who knows if he would have died if he wasn't run over by his brother. He was shot, but they were cuffing him. And so maybe he would have survived that, too. But the 19-year-old Zokar, I don't care if everybody comes on the evening news and says, he's a great guy, he's a lifeguard, oh, I had a crush on him, oh, this or that. Doesn't matter. Whatever he was in the past, and yes, it's shocking because nobody saw it, there wasn't these red flags or whatever, he certainly had no compassion or care for humanity when he did what he did. I mean, he was shot in the neck and the leg, and then it looked like he was trying to kill himself because of what happened to his larynx, but we got him. He's in custody, and I think they need to do everything they can to make this a death penalty case. I know there's tons of people that disagree, including in Massachusetts, because could there be a place where they wouldn't want the death penalty less than Massachusetts? I mean, this is federal now, but it would probably be there. Same thing with, you know, New Jersey. I could name off probably 25 states where they want nothing to do with it. And actually, more and more people are anti-death penalty. But I think here, for what he did, it's exactly what he deserves. I go Old Testament, eye for an eye, baby. I mean, this is, you think of that father, and I just can't help thinking of him. You think of that father, he's got his two kids and his wife, who are so excited for him. They're waiting at the finish line, and he loses his son. His wife is in bad shape. His daughter is in bad shape and lost a leg. You know, how do you pick up the pieces from that? He'll have to be there for them, but you're burying your kid, and then you've got one child in bad shape and a wife in bad shape because these clowns did what they did. So, yeah, there's no humanity. You have to get a shovel and dig pretty deep for that. And I don't care what Mama says when she jumps on the news. My boys wouldn't do it. They're framed. Yeah, right. There's no frame job going on here. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Paul, listening in Illinois. Kate, halfway underwater here, but a dedicated listener. I have been listening to the show. I noticed that you've mentioned Texas a few times and what happened in West. I'm glad that you're doing that because really there has been coverage of what happened at the fertilizer plant, but people are still fixated on Boston. I mean, I understand the terrorist activity and all of that, but I really, really feel for those folks in that town, especially after seeing some of the video. It was horrific. And I'm surprised, frankly, more people weren't killed. Well, they don't have a complete account. The number they're saying now is 35. But here's the newest slice of info. The guy who owns the plant that exploded last week, he is being sued, of course. There's two lawsuits that have been filed. And they're accusing, it's a Dare Grain was the name of the company. And that's the parent company of West Fertilizer. They're saying that they were negligent in the operation of the facility, creating an unreasonably dangerous condition which led to the fire and the explosion. And the lawsuit was filed by insurance companies on behalf of people, two churches, businesses, including a Chevy car dealer and a bakery. They're still trying to figure out what caused the fire and that explosion. And no, you know, they're not commenting on the lawsuits. But if they go back, that plant hadn't been, they hadn't even gone in and looked at that plant since like the late 80s. That was the last time they were there. OSHA was there anyway. And I think a lot of people say that's a huge problem. But the fact that you have, think of the apartment building, think of what everybody lost. Think of the injuries, the physical injuries. Because, you know, there's tons of injuries here, too, 170-some injuries. And, man, I mean, that's the physical, the emotional, and then the property side of this. But the question becomes, too, is how much money are they going to have to pony up for this? And that's why they filed these suits, I'm sure, as fast as they could. But you think of the property and all the people and the devastation, that's going to be a tough one. All right, here's another one. This is from Howard. Howard says, America Tonight, I've been hearing that you've been talking a lot about what's happening in Boston. It is just gut-wrenching to see the faces and now, of course, hear more of the stories, personal stories of what happened to people. I agree with you. I've heard you say a few times they should nail this guy to the wall, and I agree. I hope that there's no slippage in anything so they can prosecute him to the fullest extent. And I think they need to find out where the brother was radicalized and more specifics about what happened here. You know, it's what's interesting is finding out about the more specifics. I saw a Fox poll. Remember, I am the poll princess. And they showed that the majority of voters approved of how the White House, the media, the cops, the SWAT teams, you know, name it, how they handled the bombings. And now we have this new attack, but most of the people polled gave high marks to the government for how they ultimately unraveled what was going on in Boston or how they handled it, really. 91% approved of it. 71% approved of the administration's performance. 55% approved the job the media did. Tell you who did the best job, the Twitter guys. The people who were under siege because they couldn't leave their place, and they were right there, and they were shooting things, telling me, taking some videos, some of them, and they were telling you in real time what was going on. It showed the power. People always say, well, who cares about Twitter and what does Twitter do? There's the power of Twitter. That boom, 140 characters. Here's what happened. So shots fired here. My building is at so and so and whatever. That was amazing. That was like, it was like play by play of what was really happening to the people who were in these tight, had places with these tight little alleys and stuff, who were probably scared to death that they might come into their, you know, might come into their home. That was where you got the best, I think, got the best stuff. And the media coverage, I would say, was okay. Certainly afterwards, with the stories, you know, it's always about the human face on what's happened. And that pulls up people's heartstrings, which is good, because now the money that's raised, especially from that one fund, will be directly funneled to the people who need it. You got to think about therapy and all the amount of medical attention that so many people have to get in Boston who lost limbs, or even people who were there from other places who lost limbs, that kind of a recovery period and whatnot. So bravo to how generous people are sending whatever they can to these funds, especially the one fund, so that it gets to the right place. Stay with us coming up on America Tonight. It's about the numbers, so we can count round the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Of We Can Count. As promised, you know, it is about the numbers, truly. You look around and people make a living on numbers, after all. So every day I comb through so many things that have numbers in it. I think it's fun to sometimes have these segments. So where we start, We Can Count. This story blew my mind. How's that for an intro? None of you are turning away from this radio show when I say something like this. You know, I can't imagine, first of all, being trapped in the wilderness for 8 days with nothing but the clothes on my back. That happened to a California guy. He survived 8 days in a wooded area near Lake County. So to give you an idea, think, you know, San Francisco and further north, Santa Rosa. How did he survive? He ate pine nuts. 25-year-old guy. Here's what happened. He crashed his rental car. And he tried to get to a main road on foot, but he got lost. See, that's what happens when you get discombobulated. Has that ever happened to you? Ooh, unfortunately, that's happened to me before, but not in a rental car and crashing. So he texted messages to a friend and said he was on the way, but he never showed up. And it was uncharacteristically, you know, for him to not do that. So he missed work, didn't warn. So they started to get worried where he worked. Thank goodness people get worried. His roommate was worried. The place where he worked thought it was odd. There's no way he would do this. He rented one of those zip cars. That was gone. No cell phone trail. Friends were putting up flyers in Sacramento and in Davis and just freaked out of their minds. And that's what happened. He was in the woods. And finally, he was spotted in Lake County. And all that time had gone by. He couldn't get through the woods. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that whole thing about breadcrumbs or whatever and trying to find your way back is so true. Sometimes you're right near an area and you have no idea. You're just doing circles. I think the nighttime would be the worst. So he was waiting and trying to figure out, you know, what to do. And he survived. I guess there's some lesson to this that I'm convinced of this anyway, whether you're flying or driving. You got to have some kind of food with you. You know, on this show, you'll hear some of the sponsors talk about survival food and stuff. No joke. You got to bring some survivor food. Think about this. I was thinking about this the other day. For the people who were on lockdown in Watertown, what if they had been like I am and probably some of you are, we have nothing in your refrigerator, you know, because you've been gone. You have whatever, a little bit of milk, you have wilted salad or something. You'd have nothing. You have nothing to eat. Maybe some cereal if you're lucky. So if there ever was a time to take emergency food, to throw some nuts, to throw some freeze-dried stuff in a backpack, think of that situation. He's in a rental car. Who knows? He goes off the road. He would have had some more stuff with him. But luckily, he at least thought about eating the pine nuts, and that helped him. He had to have been so discombobulated. I mean, he had to have been. Wow. All right, here's a big one. California has a big homeless problem in some areas. I think it's probably partially due to the weather. You know, with better weather, you can survive outside longer. And it's probably also due to the fact that it's so expensive to live there. You never know who you're going to meet. Homeless people would be allowed to sit, sleep, and panhandle in public, they say, under this new bill that passed a legislative committee on Tuesday. You know, some people objected to legalists saying, okay, we're giving the stamp of approval that if you're homeless, you can sit, you can sleep, you can panhandle, boom, that's it. We're not going to push you away. We're not going to worry about the police saying, get out of here, shoo, shoo, shoo. Because every person has a right to use public spaces. That's what one of the assembly people said, one of the assemblymen who represents from San Francisco. And the reason for this is because there have been all these ordinances that have been passed in a lot of cities about the number of people on the streets. So you got San Francisco, L.A., Santa Cruz, Palo Alto. They're banning people from sitting and lying on streets and sidewalks. This guy flips it around and says, homeless bill of rights. It doesn't allow the cops to enforce any of those ordinances on resting in the public places unless a county has provided support to homeless people, because you get citations, arrest, jail time, and all that stuff. But that doesn't involve homeless folks. It just, you just are rerouting them, pushing them away. So isn't that interesting? AB 5 would require state government to pay for creating local hygiene centers, too, with restrooms and showers open 24 hours a day. Here would be my one question about that. So you'd have homeless people who smelled nice and had a place to go and wash off. That bill passed 7-2. And they say the county spent about $300 million a year sometimes incarcerating homeless people, you know, this whole poverty thing and all that sort of stuff. It can make sense to me, but the problem is the paying for it. How are they going to pay for it with what they're dealing with in California? They've had to cut back on so many other city services in some places, and their tax base, they're talking about tax revenue and everything else, and people are being chased out of California. Even if they say, oh, no, it's getting better, don't believe it, because it's still is at an all-time. They're people are having serious problems, and they're having trouble trying to figure out ways to meet the the budget. This is a big deal in Minnesota. Of course, that's where our mothership is. Bulletproof whiteboards have been installed in a Minnesota school district. I think it's kind of clever myself. Two students were killed in a shooting way back in 2003. So they've got this new device, and it's a last-ditch sort of layer for safety. And what it is it 200 of the white boards were made for the Rocori School District, and it has this material that is stronger than police-issue bulletproof vests. It's 18 by 20-inch whiteboard, so teachers can use it as a shield in an emergency. They could use it as a shield, and they did demonstrations on it, and it's amazing. It is. They smashed it with a baton, stabbed it with a knife, nothing. Shoot at it, all that kind of stuff. I mean, hopefully, I guess it doesn't come to that, but hey, if something went down in a school and you could grab that and you could rush the guy or person, that would help if that was the case. There's a Maryland-based hardware, it's called Hardwire, rather, LLC, and they've been working on armor protection devices for personnel for years. And they came up with this one, especially the school security thing after the Newtown incident. I mean, there's one thing that you can do. Already North Dakota, Maryland, Pennsylvania, California, here now, and of course Minnesota, they're using them. It makes sense. It's not ridiculously expensive, and it's a shield. It's a shield. It could help somebody protect the students in it, you know. Even if some people were to be hit, it would certainly help some others when the unforeseen happens. I would grab it. If I was a teacher and they showed me, boom, how to use it, and we're trapped, and there's no guard, and there's nobody to aid us, but any quick things that I could use, I would try to lock that door. And there's ways you could lock the door. I would try to lock the door, I think, more than anything. But if it's the last line of defense, I would definitely be happy to have it. It's just another thing that you could use in an arsenal of protection, I guess, for anybody that might suddenly appear with a gun trying to do harm to your classroom if you were teaching. All right, remember, you can always shoot me an email. We do that mailbag segment each and every show. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.